Buckle up. The Three Wide Podcast is on the air. In-depth analysis between the three biggest divisions in NASCAR. The Gander Outdoor Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and the NASCAR Cup Series. And now, the green flag flies from the Little Apple in Manhattan, Kansas. Podcasting to the world. It's the Three Wide Podcast with EG3. Here's your host, Eddie Greer III.
The Three Wide NASCAR Podcast is back again at the end of the week. Memorial Day weekend is officially started. This is the Three Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. That's right, Eddie Greer III, your host of this NASCAR Podcast. Latest in the world of NASCAR Motorsports, Gander Outdoor Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and of course the NASCAR Cup Series, the three business divisions in all of motorsports. And this is part two of the Darlington recap. Before we quickly dive in to recap what took place and look ahead to lots of racing this upcoming weekend, you can follow me at Eddie_EG3. Is my Twitter handle at Eddie_EG3. And again, Three Wide NASCAR Podcast. Find it wherever you download your podcast from, whether it's from Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Audio Boom, Stitcher, and much more, including SoundCloud as well. The Three Wide NASCAR Podcast. We are up and rolling along here, folks. Memorial Day weekend. Recording on a Friday, lunch hour, just shy of lunch hour, 2020, May 22nd, 2020, folks. And of course, we're on Patreon as well. And I have not looked, it's been a weird slash busy week for me. So, again, it's going to take me some time, but we are on Patreon as well. We're still looking for those folks to support us as well. And I'll be pitching that here as the course of this podcast rolls along. But yeah, I'll get to that here momentarily, though. I want to get talk some racing a little bit. First, starting off, what took place Wednesday night. But the big story, we're going to start in a low groove here on the Three Wide Podcast. First, big story coming out of the weekend from Darlington is, of course, the rain. Boy, it's been raining cats and dogs over there. In the East Coast, in South Carolina, moving races left and right. Of course, the Cup race was scheduled to start an hour earlier, 2 hours earlier, and then obviously rain has been forecasted over there even prior to that. So rain battling that quite a bit this weekend, but you gotta give kudos to where you can get it. That's where NASCAR comes in play. Give NASCAR a lot of credit. And Kerry Tharp, president of Darlington Raceway, for getting NASCAR back on track here in 2020. Those who work behind the scenes, obviously, Fox did their thing. All the representatives at Darlington, very well done. There in the race that we saw, especially yesterday with the Xfinity Series. We'll talk about that in the overtime segment of the podcast. But yeah, absolutely a fantastic job with all of that. So I want to give kudos to where that was from there. And of course, yes, the racing, the Cup Series. Once we finally got racing, boy, we thought we saw Wild Thing, what I call in this podcast, Clint Bowyer. Showed up, and he actually showed up really for all those races. Showed up and showed out, winning the both stages there. And it looked like it was going to be the 14th night, obviously. Stuart Haas Racing coming off of a huge momentum coming from Kevin Harvick's big win there a few days ago, outdoing Alex Bowman in the final restart of that whole entire process. So SHR was looking good there, and obviously Clint Bowyer there wrecked late off of turn four there, late in the race. on Wednesday night. Obviously, there was another big storyline. We'll cross that here in a second. But there was a lot of storylines coming in here. Obviously, Tyler Reddick and Jahan Nemechek, how will they do? Ricky Stenhouse Jr., he had a terrible Darlington race week in South Carolina, working on the first lap, of course. And then him apologizing to his crew there and his fans there for doing that. There, so it was an embarrassment. You should be embarrassed by that. And then, all of a sudden, he again wrecked a little later in this race. So he finally got past stage one. And then, I mean, not stage one, lap one of race two. And then he wrecked a little bit later on in the race right there. So Stenhouse, not a good start to where he left off after. Remember, this was the guy that won, scored the pole for the Daytona 500 back, all the way back in February. That didn't get the job done right there. So we'll see moving forward. But yeah, huge step backwards for that, for him in that race. And that was got killed. That's what got him the boot to begin with over there with Rossman Racing. You got off to a hot start. And then now you go back to your ways there. And yeah, I can't finish a race right there. But yeah, you look down this, the finishing order here. It's just, and then not to leave out this important part out, the field was inverted. At least half the field was. So the winners 1 through 20, top 20 finishers from Sunday's Part 1 Darlington race. All right. They got switched over. So we got to see Ryan Preece, Ty Dillon. I talked about this on the last episode of this podcast. They were the front runners to start off with. And how, and oh boy, how did Ty Dillon held his own? Ty Dillon, he led 9 laps up front. And then the strong guard started to take over. Ty Dillon couldn't handle his race car. It was, I believe it was on the loose side of things there for him. Joey Logano took the lead for a little bit. And then you saw the cream rise to the top, if you will. You wonder. But yeah, it wasn't as easy. It was not as easy as I would have thought. You know, you would have thought, yeah, you would have seen guys like Jimmy Johnson who are fast. And those guys move fast to the front. That did not necessarily happen. That did not happen at all there. It took quite a bit. Jimmy Johnson struggled. Byron struggled through the trying to get up through the field. And some right there. So, yeah, it takes a lot of work to get up there. And I thought, in my eyes, I thought it was going to be a little easier for those guys to cut through, slice and dice, move through the field a little bit. Turns out it was not the case there. And pretty much for about half the race there, even Kevin Harvick and those guys, they were struggling getting it up to the to the front of the field there. So, but eventually, Jimmy Johnson had not quite a race car as the other day there. Harvick finished in the top 10 there. And Penske, they had issues on Sunday, but early on, Blaney was moving up through the field. Logano, as I just said, took the lead momentarily. That he only led, as I'm looking through this here, I believe, looking at Logano, trying to look at Logano's here, 19 laps in the race. Oh, actually, that was, let's see, yeah, I might be wrong on that, because I'm looking at the smaller screen on that deal. Yeah, he led 19 laps, that's right, I believe, yeah. Or I might be wrong. Either way, Erik Jones, he led some laps in this thing. Toyota did not lead a lap in part one last Sunday over there in South Carolina. That was taken care of by three of the four drivers. And your part two winner from Wednesday night with the smiley mask, the smiley face mask, that in the person of Denny Hamlin.
You're listening to the Three Wide Podcast with EG3.
MHK on this Friday lunch hour, E233Y podcast rolls on. Yeah, Denny Hamlin, you're a winner, and I'm one of those guys. All right, so I know I tend to be all over the place, so bear with me. All right, so lately, I mean, take it however it is, I wanted that race to finish it. The whole distance. Yeah, I can say we got it in. Jeff Gluck and all those guys say, yeah, we got it in. Of course we got it in. We went halfway, but we didn't finish it the whole way. And I'm going to be one of those faces in the crowd, in that crowd, and say, I want to see it finish all the way out, not just get it in and all that, especially on how, you know, we had to wait out this rain, get the track dry and all that other stuff. So, yeah, I'm in the minority that I wanted to see this thing play all the way out. Finish all the laps. Not just 3/4, not just 90% of the pie. When you eat something good, like a good chicken sandwich, like a fried chicken, good pizza, whatever, a good valid meal, you want to finish the whole thing up, you know what I'm saying? So I wanted to finish that meal, not just leave it crumbs, leave it all over the place. That's how I felt. With everything that was going on, especially what we saw between the 9 and 18 there with their little scuffle on track there. Not physically, but you know what I'm talking about. But yeah, I wanted to see that thing play out, and that was unfortunate thanks to Mother Nature late. And even if the thing was still going, it would have been halted there by rain there. But unfortunately for Kyle Busch there, rain saved his ass there and his little social distancing there. But absolutely, this race, I mean, 500K. To me, again, with this, I think it's really a tough call. I believe still, I mean, what time was it? I believe it was 9:45 when the race was finally called for NASCAR. And the race started like at 6. Still, I don't think this varies. I think 500K is still a little long. I think, in my opinion, I think due to 200 lappers, I think that will be the perfect mark there. And if you get set at 200, at least for, in my opinion, it's on the podcast, 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast, EG3. But, yeah, I think for me, I think 200 laps, if you want to do it moving forward, if they NASCAR want to do this, I mean, 500K, I mean, yeah, it's still short, but to me, it still felt like it was a little long, especially given with the rain delay and everything else like that. So, I think for me, if you're going to do midweek races, I think you need to do set it like Xfinity style, like 200 laps somewhere in there, not past it, not nothing more than that, just 200 laps, boom, boom, there you go. There's no 500K, no 200, no 311 miles and all this mumbo jumbo. Simple, quick math. 200 miles. That's it right there. Boom, baby. That's all you need right there. So, for me, an aspect, again, I might be in the minority. I think 500K is still too long. I think 200 is the perfect. Even if it's 300 miles, 200 is 200 laps on any track would be the perfect portion, if you will, for midweek races, and then you just leave the Sunday races as it is. I mean, especially with, you don't want to change tradition, especially with the tradition that is the Coke 600 coming up in a couple days in Charlotte, kicking off four races worth, 4 days and 4 days worth of races. So, you got to feel a little concerned with the weather. Yes, I have money off, so I'm not worried about that, folks. So, you have to look at it from that aspect of it, right? So, I mean, if rain has been a big issue down with hurricane season coming up, we got tornado season on horizon up here in Manhattan, Kansas. So, yeah, I mean, you got to feel a little concerned about that with the weather and all that, because you have to get all these races in before the next set of races come. We talked about that a little bit in previous episodes of the 3-Wide Podcast. So, yeah, I mean, that's a concern going in, especially, you know, with no Indy 500. No. Oh, and I am losing. I am I don't have the other races. Monaco. You don't have Monaco. You don't have Indy 500. You just have the Coca-Cola 600 by itself. So, yeah. So, yes, it's not. You lose some of that tradition with not having those other two races, especially the Indy 500 there, which is a great lunch. And then you usually have the dessert there with the Coke 600 there. So, but now you're getting everything. You're getting the whole entire entree. You're getting the whole entire meal there with that aspect. So it'll be interesting to see. We'll have to keep our eyes on the weather as we get closer to this thing. So this podcast will be out tonight. Big D will work on it immediately when I get home. Or I should say when I get back home from doing a couple of chores. Not a couple of chores, but yeah, you know what I'm talking about for morning. Just a couple errands. But yeah, my work, I just got done with work, so here in EG3 basement headquarters recording this podcast with for y'all Memorial Day weekend. We'll set that also before we sign off for the podcast for the weekend. And yes, I'll save that for the second half of the podcast to the 3-Wide Podcast with EG3, Eddie Gray III, here with the guys. We have not done the full field run now, but yes, this thing was setting up back on the railroad tracks. This thing was setting up to be a hell of a finish between teammates JGR. Kyle Busch had suffered damage due to spent taking out Chase Elliott. You had Denny Hamlin with no fresh tires from his pit. So Chris Gabehart gets 80%, well, actually 90% of the credit for that victory. Denny Hamlin, all he had to do was hold it up front like he is. And Denny Hamlin, oh, by the way, win number 2 of 2020.
You're listening to the 3-Wide Podcast with EG3.
Denny Hamlin won the Toyota 500K the other day, Wednesday night, scoring win number 39th in his incredible NASCAR Cup Series career there at Darlington after starting 16th again. Remember, the inversion. He was a part of that because he finished in the top 20, and he came out and held his own there. And I get, like I said a few moments ago, I would have loved to seen those guys battle up front. You had Keselowski on a little more fresher tires there, and it set himself up after the final caution there. So, but Denny Hamlin there did what he needed to do there, leading 12 laps and securing a victory. Again, Chris Gabehart gets 90% a credit for that win right here. So Denny Hamlin getting the job done right there. And obviously, I'm going to touch on the high side of Chase Elliott and Kyle Busch here in a little bit. But we're moved to the middle groove with our full field rundown, well, too many Fs, if you will, there. So Ryan Preece, who started on pole, starts us off shotgun, finishing dead last. Chase Elliott, heartbreaking 38th place finish there for him after made possible potential. We saw him race up front, take the lead away from Eric Jones after Eric Jones tagged the wall in the fourth quarter of that race. Chase Elliott led 28 laps there. A race winning potential car trashed at Darlington. Brandon Pohl, 37th. BJ McCloy, 36th. John Hunter Nemechek was a star of the show last Sunday. And here, quickly, humble pie, 35th. He caused two of the cautions there. Garrett Smithley, 34th. Timmy Hill, 33rd. Greg Galding, he made his Cup debut, if you will. I'm not sure if I'm accurate on that, but it seems to me, I listened on one of the podcasts last week that he was going to be making his debut in the Cup Series. Well, he finished in a 32nd spot. Cole Custer, 31st. Matt Kenseth, who had an issue late, ended up finishing 30th, who was my lap track pick. And I have a bone to pick with that as well. So much to look forward to, folks, on the second half of this podcast. Matt Kenseth, Joey Gase, 29th, J.J. Yeley, 28th, Daniel Suarez, 27th, Quinn Half, 26th, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., 25th, Corey Joy in the 24th spot, Chris Buescher, 23rd, Clint Bowyer. Again, Clint Bowyer, if you believe it, was probably going to be Clint Bowyer's ninth. Clint Bowyer leading a race high 71 laps, but all for that 14 Rush Mobile DVAC number one Ford. Ryan Blaney did a little better this time, but he had more issues late. Blaney had a rough dog into the week as well. Finished in a 21st spot, and we'll stop it right here. That's a wrap for the first half of the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast with E23. Eddie Greer here in Manhattan, Kansas, which today, according to Friday, May 22nd, it was raining cats and dogs early this morning while I was finishing up work stuff, and now it is bright and shiny, and we're supposed to be getting some rain off and on throughout the Memorial Day weekend. We're coming back to the podcast here in just a moment. When we come back, we'll finish up the full field rundown, and obviously, folks, talk about the duel. Kyle Busch at it again. This is the 3-Wide Podcast with EG3. We're coming back after this timeout.
Don't get caught in the middle. The 3-Wide Podcast will be right back after this timeout.
Podcast is back. Eddie Greer III. Y'all know what it is. Gander, Xfinity, NASCAR Cup, the three biggest divisions in all of motor sports. We're going to keep this thing right on going, folks, with the top 20 from the Toyota 500K race that took place on Wednesday night. We continue this rundown. Moto Grew with Austin Dillon for R-Star finishing the 20th spot. His brother, Ty, finished 19th after starting second due to the inversion. Alex Bowman. What happened to him? Alex Bowman, he was up front for majority of this race right there. And something happened to those guys late. He finishes 18th. Michael McDowell, solid run. He finished 17th. Bubba Wallace, top 16 run for him. Kurt Busch, after a top 5 run in part 1, comes home 15th. Newman, 14th. Tyler Reddick, nicely done, in 13th. William Byron, 12th. Christopher Bell falls short, just outside the top 10 there, in 11th, which brings up Martin Truex Jr., who finished inside the top 10 in the 10th position. So he finishes both races inside the top 10. Matty D finished in the 9th spot. Jimmy Johnson, mentioned him in the first half of the podcast, he finished in the 8th spot. Eric Almirola, 7th. Joey Logano finished 6th. Eric Jones looked like he was going to go out and win for a second heat. Remember, he was the last guy that won, at least under the lights, in the Southern 500. When we come back for the playoffs, Eric Jones, strong fifth place run. And Brad Keselowski, as I mentioned also, Keselowski had the first retire, so it would have been interesting to see if the rain would have stayed away, if he would have made a move on the two Joe Gibbs Racing cars, which brings up the top three for the Toyota 500K on the 3Wide Podcast with EG3, is brought to you by Patreon. Of course, the 3Wide Podcast is on there. Make sure. Now, I will be going back and checking it out. So, still, at least in my eyes to this point, I don't have the Patreon page in front of me at this time of the recording. But still, a lot, plenty of chances to be a part, be a sponsor of the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast. Finishing third, I just had it up here. Finishing third, Kevin Harvick. We pretty much talk. I'm gonna just go blitz through these. Kevin Harvick from SHR finishes in third after starting in 20th. Kyle Busch gets him in a second runner-up, and of course, your winner of the Toyota 500K race, Denny Hamlin, win number 2 and win number 39 of his Cup career, as mentioned a few moments ago. So, leads up to this. High side. We're moving our car to the high side here on the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast. What in the world happened between Chase Elliott and Kyle Busch?
You're listening to the 3Wide Podcast with EG3.
So, late in the race, Kyle Busch trying to make a move. Chase Elliott, remember, Chase Elliott, this guy was quiet in the first Darlington race, and then this 9 Napa blue and white car, Chevy Camaro, made its way to the front, and he took the lead. Remember, this was late in the fourth quarter. He took the lead away from Eric Jones, and it appeared to me that he was in prime position, setting himself up to make a run for the chicken flag first, right? And then, everything changed in the blink of an eye. Kyle Busch, I mean, from where I'm sitting at, from the grandstands, it looked like he took him out. I mean, you know, I tell the hard truth on this podcast. You know, if you've been listening for quite a while now, you know I like to go after the hard truth. And from the non-knowing fan of the sport, looking from their point of view, the dude took out Chase Elliott. Play, and I don't know what happened there. I did not see any prior contact with Chase Elliott there. All I saw, next thing you know, Chase Elliott going spinning. And luckily for Chase, that was even hard contact there, because it looked like it could have been a lot worse there for wear there. And then the middle finger goes up. And Chase Elliott, he was waiting for it. He was refusing to go to that ambulance until he showed his displeasure to Kyle Busch up front, close in center, baby. Chase Elliott with the middle finger on Kyle Busch, saying "bleep you" and all that other stuff like that. And yeah, they had their piece and all that other stuff, and a lot of people coming to defense of Kyle Busch. But you know, Kyle Busch, the most villainous in the Cup Series, most hated driver in a series, takes out the most popular driver, Chase Elliott. How, what fitting is that? Alan Gustafson, the dude was pissed off. He was absolutely livid. And hey, if it wasn't for this COVID-19 shit or whatnot, we would have saw something go down for sure. But the matter of fact, Gustafson was sitting right there. And I believe a couple of us, not the Napa crew, was sitting, or was at least in that general zip code, if you will, right there, wanting a piece of Alan Gustafson. He stared Kyle Busch in that M&M's 18 down all the way until the race call, and eventually the officials had to give. I mean, yes, there were Kyle Busch pit crew guys over there also, because yeah, this was in his pit right there. So, you got to be breathing a sigh of relief right there, for sure. if regardless, but yeah, Alan Gustafson, he said, I'm not putting up with none of this bull crap and all this other stuff right there. So it's going to be an interesting move for Chase Elliott, you know. I mean, yeah, he's quiet, laid back guy, but you know from past instances, including 2017, where he, again, had another battle with another driver, Denny Hamlin. We all remember what happened with that situation right there. So this is going to be something to keep your eyes on. I mean, this is not the place to do it. Charlotte is definitely not the place to do it. Let's see. I think we have Bristol coming up on the horizon there soon. So that's going to be something to look out for. Martinsville is going to be something to look out for. So Kyle Busch, yeah, you know, and Kyle Busch, you know, he's all about that winning game. And, I mean, this is going to be in the overtime segment. But, you know, obviously, you know, hearing the call of the MRN race yesterday on my easy run there in the park after getting off work. You know this. This dude is, let's say he's all about winning. We all know Kyle Busch by now, but if you don't, these are two, I wouldn't say different scenarios necessarily, because Kyle Busch, he did not win yesterday and did not win on Wednesday night. But when he doesn't have his way, oh, he throws a pity party at that in this situation right here. I mean, Kyle Busch, when he doesn't have his way, he is less for words. We all know this. We're all this, especially we're followers of NASCAR for the past few years or so. A long time listener, follower of NASCAR for quite some time. Especially now, coming up, following this Kyle Busch career for quite some time right there. So it'll be interesting moving forward. Obviously, Chase showed his displeasure there and chased that middle finger all the way when he saw Kyle Busch there on Wednesday night. You're seeing the 3Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3, Eddie Gritter III, Darlington Part 2 recap. Of course, the overtime segment will feature Kyle Busch in that thrilling battle with Chase Briscoe. Again, more on that here coming up. But yeah, absolutely, Chase Elliott has the right to be pissed, and so does fans. So, I mean, a lot that I read, at least at that incident, you know, I have a lot of Chase fans on my Twitter feed. So, they're, you know, how they're pissed off. So, Kyle, you know, you got one coming to you, whether you like it or not. So, you dug your hole for yourself there. You did not need to in that instance here. To this day, on Friday at 12:25 Central Time during lunch hour, still to me is puzzling why we would take him out, because that's what it looked like. I mean, that's what it looked like. Kyle Busch trying to get in there, or whatever he was doing, and he just flat out took out the 9 car. So, there. That's as clear cut as plain as I can say it right there. So, yeah, the next time these guys will be out on track, Sunday, Memorial Day night, the longest, NASCAR's longest night, the Coke 600. They're obviously Martin Truex Jr. going for number 3, Jimmy Johnson looking to get back on the scoreboard there. Obviously, there's so much that can happen in that matter of time there. So, you're going to get your 600 miles worth come Sunday, folks. 3Wide NASCAR podcast rolls on, and we're going to take a quick time out. That was quick and easy right there. We're going to go overtime here with the Xfinity series after this timeout. But before we do that, of course, let's check out the standings, at least your top 3, heading into the Coke 600 on Sunday. Kevin Harvick is your points leader there by 34 over Joey Logano. And look who's in third. Bowman, the showman, in third. Of course, he has that win from California back in March. 39 points out of the lead heading in. And this is the normal standings as it is. This is not the playoff standings. This is the original standings. So, there is that. Kevin Harvick, your points leader, heading in to the two races at Charlotte for the Cup Series. Trucks finally back on track next week in the Xfinity Series. Back, I believe, on Monday night. We'll reset that for you here in just a second. Here, coming up next, the Thriller overtime finish there. Or I should say, my overtime segment coming up. The Xfinity Series finish coming up next on a 3Y NASCAR podcast with EG3 continues.
Coming out of turn four, we're back with the 3Y podcast with EG3. Coming up. EG3 and the 3Y podcast will be back on the track after this stage break.
The 3Y NASCAR podcast continues here on this Friday as I'm recording this, May 22nd, 2020. Eddie Greer III, aka EG3, here with you guys. Now, time for our overtime segment. Features the Xfinity Series, who finally, after battling all the strain in Darlington, South Carolina, Chase Briscoe, obviously, wow. I can't put in the word, well, actually, I still can't put in words, but I've been through what Chase Briscoe is going through, him and his wife, Marissa, if I'm getting that right there, I believe that's right, but wow, what a ride. He said he had God driving his 98 Ford Mustang there for those last few laps there, and I believe it. Wow. A will, there's a way. Chase, that dude was all over the place yesterday, and for good reason. He should have not been in that race car, but he was in it anyways. I have been where Chase Briscoe has been in, and there's no words to describe it. There's no pancake way to put this. There's no ice cream way to put this. There's none of that. There's no sweet way to put it. It's just, even just talking about it right now, just getting me all choked up and whatnot. But Chase Briscoe outdueling Kyle Busch for a huge win at Darlington yesterday. And Chase went on to say in his MRN interview there that this right here was the biggest win of his career. Yeah, that's saying something there. Chase Briscoe outdoing Kyle Busch, which Kyle Busch at one point or another looked to be in the driver's seat for another Xfinity Series win. But what happened? Step on your own foot for a spinning penalty, and it was too little, too late. Cars beating, banging. Man, we saw a lot of that, a lot of half a race there. And like I said, wow, unbelievable finish. You had Gregson through positions 3, 4, and 5 beating, banging. Leaders banging. Allgaier and Briscoe were beating, banging up front before the final caution cut came out. Right there, this is Xfinity showing out. They're giving us a show there yesterday there. But yeah, absolutely. But if you guys have not heard the news, it's been floating over for the last couple of days. Chase and his wife, Marissa, were expecting a daughter to come in, their daughter to come in the world in December. And the heartbreaking news that fell upon them a couple of days ago there, absolutely saddening, heartbreaking. Yeah, all following all the words with that. So, continued prayers for them, for their family, at this time. Continued prayers, really. I have been, me and my wife have been through that, being where they are. And I can't find words for the right words for them. I can't find them. Even in that moment when we were going through that with my wife, I had nothing. So I had absolutely nothing for them. So yeah, I have been through their shoes, and I have a dear couple that recently, a few months ago, went through that, and that's just hell for them. So, and they're expecting here in September. So she's a little nervous right now. This is my couple. This is our friends right now. So they're a little nervous right now, especially with this COVID shit that's been ruling the nation for the last couple of months. So, for all those that's been through this situation, yeah, we're praying for you and move forward. But Chase Briscoe, he was not going to let Kyle Busch steal that win, steal his joy, or his joy of winning that race at that moment right there. Chase Briscoe, there, my lap track fantasy pit, there, getting it done there over Kyle Busch there in the Darlington Xfinity race yesterday. Let's just go through the top 10 real quickly here. Briscoe, who started 11th in this race there. Briscoe, he won earlier this year. Gets another win. Kyle Busch, Justin Allgaier, still hasn't won a race this year. After doing all the right things there, he did not need the caution to come out. He was starting to pull away from Chase Briscoe late in the fourth quarter there. But finished third. Austin Cindric, fourth. Noah Gregson starting to pull and held his own right there. So, Noah Gregson, the Daytona winner from back in February, getting it done there. Noah Gregson, fifth. Daniel Hemric, it's about damn time that Daniel Hemric finished the race out, because this dude can't buy a bucket right now. But finally, is this a stepping stone for Daniel Hemric for getting things rolling for him for his career? Well, this sixth place finish will be a good place to start right there. Ryan C. battled back, finished seventh. Ross Chastain, eighth. Harrison Burton, Joe Gibbs Racing, ninth, and Colleague Racing have both cars in the top 10. That in the person of none other than Justin Haley.
You're listening to the Three Wide Podcast with EG3.
Next time the Xfinity Series returns on track, we'll be back Monday night racing. We're going to go to Monday night racing. Woo! The Owls goes 300, at least what we're saying on here, 5:30 Central Time on PRN on radio, and FS will have coverage of that race right there. Can Briscoe continue that momentum, or will somebody else step? Can Justin Allgaier finally break through and get the victory lane? We'll have to find out. That's on Monday night, one day following the 600. The Truck Series, back up to them for a second. Truck Series, last time they raced was back in February. Damn! Yes, absolutely. That was the last time they raced. That's backed up to Las Vegas. That's the last time these boys were on the racetrack right there. And the winner of that race, speaking of which, Kyle Busch. Kyle Busch, and bad news for those of you who hate Kyle Busch, Kyle Busch will be racing all four of these races. So last time trucks were on the right track, Kyle Busch won the race over Johnny Sauter. So now these guys gotta deal with him once again, and this race will be back on Tuesday, 6 o'clock Central Time for listening air here in Manhattan, Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, wherever you listen to in the Central Time Zone. 6 o'clock Central Time. The North Carolina Educational Lottery 200 will go down. This is the first action. This will be the first action for the Truck Series, rain permitting, weather permitting, since February. Wow, that's been a long time for them. And to stay on the trucks for a second, to update the top three in original standings, Austin Hill, your points leader, going into next week, Tuesday in the race, 9 over Johnny Sauter and Ben Rhodes, who is in third right now. This is not a chase playoffs. This is original standings as I talk to you guys here this afternoon from the MHK in Manhattan, Kansas. So that's looking forward to that race, looking for the trucks being back on the track. And then, of course, to set the score, we're going to see these Cup guys two times. Coke 600, NASCAR's Longest Night, this Sunday on Fox. PRN has coverage of that. And then you come back with another Wednesday night race, May 27th. The Outskulls Uniforms 500K. May 27th, 6 o'clock Central Time, 7 o'clock Eastern Time on FS1. Just a few more minutes on a 3-Wide NASCAR podcast here this afternoon. Eddie Greer, thank you for downloading, listening to this podcast. Alright, so now I mentioned Lap Track Fantasy earlier in the episode of today with you guys, right? So now I did submit my picks a day before they're supposed to be submitted, because they're supposed to be submitted being midnight, right? So hopefully this is the way, this, as I'm talking to you right now, it's not been taken care of, and I'm gonna stay away from those words, because I love to speak my mind about this, but I'm not. So, but anyways, I picked Briscoe in the first race, Cup race. I picked Matt DiBenedetto, who finished 14th. Briscoe won yesterday, and then Matt Kenseth pick from the second race killed my butt. So hopefully this little rift here will get sorted out. And if I don't hear anything, I will definitely go on Twitter, Mr. Lap Traffic Fantasy himself, B Crowd, and see what's up with that, with all that. So I know I sent him in because I double checked. I know I'm going a little bit of rant, but I know I submitted those day before, and I sent it to the right email. So I don't know if he skipped me, or because I know it got moved to the second page to do more contestants. So I don't know what happened there, but hopefully this thing will get resolved, and I got a feeling I'm going to be tweeting him before this day is over. So I want that resolved, because I know for a fact I submitted him. And even if so, I still got a little work to do, but I'm in striking distance still, because I know right now I'm deep in the field. I'm not going to touch that idea. So I was very fired up about that when I saw the updated standings of Lap Track Fantasy, and still waiting clear of the current standings of the Wrecking and Racing deal that I got going on as well. So, you know, I mean, we'll see how that LT Fantasy goes there, how that plays out, because, yeah, I was not happy, and that's putting it very lightly on that situation. Still waiting, we're hopefully soon on that. So the next time we're on this podcast, hopefully we'll know where we stand at on that, because I know I'm in pretty much contention in that aspect of things there. So yeah, looking forward to seeing what that. Hopefully, I'm a big fan of the Brandon Crowd's podcast, but hopefully that gets to it, because that, yeah, we just not go there on that front right now. So leave it at that. We'll see how that goes. Hopefully I'll get situated, but yeah. You can't have those single-digit point days, especially in this configuration of the schedule. So, looking at that as well. Coke 600, yes. So, now, to close out the show, and before I do that, actually, I want to talk about Patreon just a little bit more, because, yeah, we're on there, and at this time still, we have... Last week, I did not see, Big D did not see a name on our Patreon screen. So again, we're going to keep on doing it, not quitting, not going to quit the page, not quitting at all. If you're a big supporter of this podcast, it is $10 a month. $10 a month to support this podcast. All the details are right there, and there's a second tier as well. All the details are right there, but really, seriously though, mainly, you have an opportunity to hear your name on this podcast every time I do an episode of the 3-Wide Podcast. Yep, you become an automatic sponsor of the 3-Wide Podcast with EG3. That's what I'm saying right there. This is not something, all this money that we're trying to raise, this is for something that I want to do. This is not something that I have to do. This is something I want to do. I want to donate all this money at the end of the year, if we get anything at all, to a small business in Manhattan, Kansas. This will not be driver-related. This is going to be solely purpose for a small business who's been hit thanks to COVID-19. So, yeah, absolutely. So, maybe we'll get something there, but I'm going to continue to pitch it. Not going to quit that. Quit it. Not going to quit that idea until we get this thing rolling off the ground. So, it's taking a little bit, but hey, somebody's got to do it. So, patreon.com/egrier3, E-G-R-I-E-R. Y'all know what it is. And, of course, the number 3 on it as well. I don't know why they keep doing that. Every time I click this stupid page, it wants to go to a stupid ad. I don't know for what reason. I don't know why. But it keeps doing that for whatever reason. That's flat out annoying. as it gets. So yeah, there's that little spiel there. Thank you for tuning in to 3Y NASCAR Podcasts EG3. And don't have anything else. I'm looking at, that is not what I want right there. So trying to look at the top 3 drivers of Charlotte, because we're gonna have 2 Charlotte races here coming up here Sunday, obviously. And yeah, that's definitely not what I want. So, okay, so obviously, yeah, got my guy Truex. We'll go with Roll the Punches because it's almost 12:45, and I want to wrap this up for y'all today. So, Truex Jr., obviously going to be popular in that. Hendrick, and if you look at right now, the product right now, Hendrick, Toyota's took a step forward. Hendrick's been fast all year long. This could be a set of stage for somebody to get their first cup win. And, yep, that could be in the guys, I'm naming that 24, specifically, William Byron. You know, he hasn't had a win yet. This could be an opportunity for him. And you got a crew chief that's won this race a few times. So, there's that. There's that good jelly here. Penske Racing. Blaney had a rough start. Darlington, can he pick it back up? So, this is a lot of variables there, and like I said, at the top of the podcast, you're going to get the whole entree, folks. Appetizer, meal, dessert, everything. Maybe a little snack between the Coke 600. The stable, one of the stables. One of the stables of all NASCAR is back, and we're going to get the whole entire thing here for sure. That, my friends, is just a little taste what's going to happen there. Fox will have coverage of it, folks, here. And then from there, it's 4 days in a row worth of racing here. Or not here, over at Charlotte Motor Speedway. And that is it. So PRN will have coverage of that. Fox Sports 1, Fox Family Networks will have that lineup for you as well, so looking forward to lots of racing here in the upcoming weeks, and obviously we got that day off, so if it does rain, it don't matter. Yeah, it won't matter as much. So yeah, man, obviously I started off a new podcast as well for K-State purposes only, but hey, it's for everybody. You're a college fan, especially your listeners here in Manhattan. A new K-State podcast out. It's gonna start a little slow off the ground. It's called The Purple Project Podcast. The Purple Project Podcast, baby. Where we talk about mainly about K-State athletics and maybe take a little sprinkle about what's going on in the community. So I'll have my co-host on there, Alex Aiden. And we're going to be recording this weekend. I'm going to do an episode as well tonight as well. So definitely we're going to try to get that going some more. So that's off and running as well for you guys. If you're listening to you, if you're into that kind of jam, but I definitely want to let my Manhattanese from Little Apple get that out there as well. So yeah, we saw a lot of great racing this weekend, or this week slash Sunday, last Sunday, and it's gonna be interesting to see what happens next. I'm trying to think who won the last time we were there. Obviously we know who won the last time the 600 was there, and that was none other than MTJ. Hopefully to build off those solid runs from this past week at Darlington. So, can Hendrick continue the mojo here? Can Jimmy And this is supposed to get some qualifying as well. So this is the only race, to my knowledge, that's supposed to have actual qualifying for the race. None of the other cars don't. Races don't. Just this one particularly, obviously because the pageantry of this race. So I'm excited to see what unfolds there. But yeah, great start. And we'll see what happens from that point on. My three wide stickers for the week. I'm just going to be straightforward and give it to my winners, Chase Briscoe and Denny Hamlin. And let's throw in Kevin Harvick in there as well. Let's wrap this thing up, folks. It's almost an hour and time to get my grub on as well. I've been talking about food throughout this podcast. Time to get my grub on. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a wrap for another edition of another 3Wide Podcast with EG3 episode. Big D, appreciate you. Get to working on this here, and we'll have this definitely out by tonight before you guys go to bed for your listening pleasures for Memorial Day weekend. Eddie Greer here, the third, saying thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. Download it, share it, at Eddie_EG3. Again, at Eddie_EG3, and then again, 3Wide NASCAR Podcast. Find it wherever you download your podcast: Spotify, Audio Boom, Apple Podcasts, TuneIn Radio, including SoundCloud as well. Eddie Greer III saying so long. You have been listening to the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast, and we will talk to you once again next week. We'll see ya.
Subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your sports podcasts: Spotify, Audio Boom, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and more. We'll talk to you next time, going 3Wide.